Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by your friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the shop, click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create that offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 274 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. And for the one of the very few times this summer, we're going to be together. We got travels coming up. You got Canada coming up.
That's right.
I got Florida coming up.
Look at us.
Very soon. But we're still gonna hang out. It's just not going to be physically in person. So it's great to be.
But I've got a while till that.
When do you leave?
Like a month.
Oh, yeah, but I'm gone next week, I guess. Yeah. Okay, just kidding.
Don't get sad, everybody. We'll be together.
Right.
And all the craziness.
Yes. I guess I got a little ahead of myself.
You did. She's like, what's next?
I just can't wait to get the fuck out of town. I'm so excited.
When is that?
I leave by the time the show hits. I'll be on the road.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
We'll leave at the butt crack on Thursday. Drive all the way through. It's only like a 13-hour drive, which is not bad. I'd rather have all my shit than have to do like consolidate by packing. You know what I mean? I want to take all my clothes and I want to take them on hangers and like all of our beach stuff. And like I pack on hangers anyway. This is bless my heart. So I just want to be able to have all the stuff we need.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff for the beach and I don't know.
So you're saying you don't like use a suitcase?
I do use a suitcase. I just feel like.
What is happening?
Well, you have to consolidate.
Because you're driving.
I can take my big bog beach bag. All these things I wouldn't be able to pack and take on a plane.
Right.
I can put in the back of my car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would rather drive 13 hours and have all my shit
than fly. Got it.
And without my husband.
Right.
We've already established that.
Yes. You're driving the kids.
I'm driving the kids and he's flying.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're driving to where and then?
We drive to Seaside. So that's where we always
go. I know, but you stop. You said you're leaving today, but.
No. We drive all the way through.
Oh, by the time the show airs. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So
and then you can drive all the way through.
Yes. So I'll set my alarm for 4:15 and hope to be out the door by 5. Odds are I'm not going to be able to sleep, and so I probably will get up even earlier than that.
Oh,
and
don't be too tired.
No, it's fine. I'll be fine in the morning. It's like once you get to when the sun comes up, I'm golden. So if I have 2 or 3 hours when it's dark, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. It's really weird, but it's what I prefer. And then that way we get there and we still have time to like go to the grocery store. And we're not getting in when it's dark.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great.
I don't mind driving in the dark in the morning. I do mind driving in the dark at night.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'm just worried about you not sleeping the night before and then driving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'll be all right. I'll pop some early birds and go to bed early.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
Well, that's very exciting.
It is exciting.
The more and more.
I need it. You know, I need it.
I know you need it.
I just need a break.
You do need a break. Mm-hmm. The more and more I see, like, we never go to Seaside. We never go to Florida.
Yeah.
Because we just have, like, trips that are kind of built in with staying with family places.
Sure.
But I really want to go sometime. And I really want to go to Seaside. It looks so cute.
It's adorable. And we know it. And we love it.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of diversity in Seaside.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
Well, I can tell.
I know. And it's
kind of. I mean, I look at the people I know that go there. And they're all cut from the same cloth.
Kind of the only thing I really don't love about it.
Yeah.
Is it's like, oh, well.
It's like Pleasantville?
Yes. They filmed the Truman Show there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the show they filmed there.
Sounds right.
Like where it's just.
Same idea as Pleasantville.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's just like, but like I said, we've gone every year since Hattie turned one. So this will be our 10th, 11th year to go. And so, and it's just now, it's just so we know it. We know where to stay. We know where to go. We know what to do. It's in a confined enough space where literally the kids can just go out and be like, we'll be home. You know, when do you want us to check in?
And yeah, they can and now go fishing, they know everything.
And ride bikes and go shop. And yeah. So it's just easy.
You can take family pictures on the beach.
We've done that in years past.
Yeah.
But can I just tell you that my family thinks that that's like the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest? Like, it's hard enough to get it. Like, can we're all together in dress. And like, hey, can we get together for a picture? They're like,
Right.
And so the idea of doing it, like taking time out of vacation where we've got to coordinate outfits and all that shit.
Yeah. And do you really want to be taking time out of vacation?
I don't care. And so I just gave up.
Nowadays with like AI, you could go to the beach anytime you want for a family photo.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just kind of out on doing that.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of been out on professional photography for a while, which is so important, like for businesses and stuff. But I don't know.
It's a lot.
I don't have it in me.
I don't even either. Not even just beach, just family pictures. Like, we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Okay, what's going on? You went to a golf tournament.
Well, I kind of was super fun. Like joking that the past two Mondays I've done something really random, and I kind of want to make it a thing like through the summer.
Oh, random Mondays.
Random Julie Monday. Because last Monday we were at Choctaw, which I know we need to discuss.
We definitely need to discuss.
And then I just got back today from Austin. I was in a golf tournament, which is funny.
How did that work out?
Well, I was supposed to be involved with the Byron Nelson to do a little fun event with this brand For All. And then that got canceled because of the rain.
Yeah.
And so I was must have like still been on their list of Dallas influencers.
Ooh.
Because they were introducing me to people as an influencer. I was like, okay, all right. And I was with my friend Jesse, who was just laughing. She's like, it's a whole other world, right? An influencer.
So this was a thing. Specific like influencer event.
So it was a golf tournament. They invited quite a few influencers.
Okay.
And so they reached out, and it was supposed to be last weekend. And I thought I was going to have like a birthday thing. And so I was like, oh, that won't work. But thank you. And then they reached out again and they were like, it was moved to the following Monday. And I was like, I could maybe pull this off. My mom's in Austin. My parents are in Austin. They said I could bring a plus one. So I invited my best friend, Jesse, who I just love to get some time with regardless.
That's
where
fun.
We can both be like pulled away from our crazy worlds. So invited her and we did it. So For All is this adorable golf clothing brand, and they're all about just like spreading women's golf just to make it a bigger deal, make it a bigger sport.
Yeah.
And this was their second golf tournament that they've ever done. And I was just looking it up a little bit because a couple of the people like looked really familiar, but I couldn't figure out why. One of the gals was on a reality show, something where the Bachelor people like sing. I don't know, but she sang a little bit at the reception. She was great. But then another one, I don't know if you watched The Bachelor back, Michelle Money. She's really pretty and like dark
Bachelor up a long time
skin.
Ago.
Well, she was, yeah, it was a long time ago. So that's how I, but the whole time I was like, she's so familiar. And I just Googled it. And I was like, oh, Michelle Money. So those two like own this company. And I think they're based out of LA / Utah. A lot of the people were from Utah. Anyway, it's just, it's precious. The clothes are so cute. So they let Jesse and I pick out some cute outfits, and then we were paired with these like really good, cute, what I like to say, golf-fluencers.
Okay.
They were adorable. They were like 24. It's like, you think you're feeling cute till you go hang out and golf with 24-year-old models.
I don't have any interest.
I was
in
just like
hanging out with anyone under 30.
I feel so frumpy. But they were so sweet. One of them's from Toronto, like knew Jamie and Tyler and all that. Like, she was just precious. And then the other one is still in college, plays golf in college in Utah. But that's like, I mean, it's a whole thing, right? It's like, if you're cute and you're a good golfer, you can be a golf influencer. And that's your career with this whole, that's the world we're in.
Right.
So we were like, you know, there were like a bunch of cameras around them for all of our shots. And Jesse and I were kind of like, could you
just scooch over a little bit?
Could you 40-year-old moms maybe just, but they were so cute. They humored us. Jesse actually sank one putt for an eagle. So it was the one shot that they took from us the whole time. Because it was
hilarious.
A scramble. Yeah. Like the whole time it was that one putt.
Well, if she plays golf in college, I mean, that's understandable.
Yes. I mean, half the time
the last time you picked up a club?
Like, I went to Topgolf the day before, like prepare. But yeah, no, I don't play golf. I intentionally don't play golf because I want to play tennis, and like I can't do both. But I'm around it a lot because Kelly's more than obsessed. Yeah. So I at least kind of knew some of the terminology. Like, yeah. Oh, a bird. Yeah. Eagle. I know what that means. But then it'd get to be like where you have to pick your clubs, and they said something like, grab your 60 degree. And I like texted Kelly. I'm like, what's the 60 degree? So we were bad. Like it was hilarious. We turned it into like a bit that I was like, this is like the pros and schmoes or whatever that show was for a while.
Yeah.
Where it's the pros and just Joes. Like pros and Joes.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was really fun. They were really sweet to have us. And it's a really cute brand that I hope that we here on the show can continue to keep working with.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The stuff looked adorable.
Yeah, it is. You need you a fit.
I do need a fit.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to talk about Choctaw.
Yes.
Super fun. Thanks to our friend Erica who set that all up for us. Erica Kozman. I never pronounce it right. She's been on the show before. She's great.
Yeah. She's a badass sports mom.
Yeah. So we went to the pool and hung out and got to sleep in our own rooms. Went to the steakhouse for dinner, which was so delicious. Good. You and Jasmine ate cheesecake while I gambled. That's like an
right.
addict.
That's right.
I got my fix in for, I mean, it's, I think I was trying to think of how long it had been since I played blackjack, like since I gambled like that. Cause I was sports betting for a while. Now I don't even do that.
Yeah.
And so there's something about it though, where you get into it and you're like, oh, here we go.
I could tell.
Oh yeah, I know you could. And so, yeah. So I stayed up till after 2 a.m. betting, gambling. And then I got pissed because there was this guy and he was obviously, they don't have high roller, like high limit tables or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like when did we go? Monday night? Like,
yeah.
So anyway, there's only a certain number of tables that are open. And because I usually like to play there, not because I am trying to be a big dog. It's just because like those are the people who usually play the way that I play. And they're not like, oh, what do I do now? Am I supposed to hit? Like
us.
No.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, so I've tried to go in there. So there wasn't any. And then this guy came over and he was betting huge. And it was fine. I don't mind. But like the dealer didn't care about anyone else at the table. He was only focused on that guy.
Yeah.
And so
they get tipped or something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I tip. I tip well, but I'm tipping relative to what I'm betting.
Right.
You know, so if I'm betting $100 a hand or if I win a big blackjack, like, you know, I'll slide him a 20 or
okay.
20, a green chip or whatever. Okay. Anyway, this guy was obviously a high roller. And so it got to the point like we would all lose, but the big time guy would win and the dealer's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey,
cheer for me.
How about the rest of us? And then I was like, you know what? If I'm grumpy about this, it probably means I'm tired. I need to go the fuck to bed. So I went to bed and then got up the next morning and thought I had won a couple $100 because I was thinking, OK, I did good. Like I, you know, I didn't walk away with the max that I was up. But anyway, I was like, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, then I go digging in my little purse and I found a yellow chip and a purple chip.
Woo.
Which is $1,500.
Heck yeah.
So as never you know, I texted you and Jasmine and I was like, hey, I'm gonna head back down and hit like this for one more hour.
Yeah. And how'd that hour go?
I did. It went great. I think I won like $600 or something. I ended up clearing $1,200.
Awesome.
After all the things.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. I could tell you were like really happy. Like you were in a really good mood and I enjoyed that. It was cute though. Like I could tell you had the bug. You're just like,
yeah,
I'm going to go back down and gamble. Yeah, doing good. Let's go cash out.
But listen, let me tell you something. If I would have been losing, I would have not been. That's why I don't do it.
Right.
You can't, you know, because I do get grumpy if like, because it fucking sucks to lose money.
I know. I was wondering like, how do more people not like have meltdowns there? Because everyone seemed rather calm in the whole place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had always heard that that's why they don't have balconies in Vegas because people lose so much and then they would hurl themselves off of it.
Oh gosh.
I'm certain that's not true. I'm sure they have balconies in Vegas hotels.
Right.
But anyway, it was fun. It also is a good reminder to me that like it's not a healthy thing for me to do all the time. Like it's fine.
Have
to
you
do
thought
it
about
night.
It since?
No.
That's
no.
Good.
It
that's
was good. Fun. But it's not like I'm like, when can I go to the casino?
Right. You're like, not like
no. It was fun.
To sweat.
And I think too, but now let me tell you, if I would have lost, I would still be thinking about like have that on my ledger of like, oh, I've got to get that back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just hadn't gambled in so long. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I felt like responsible, which is sad.
state of affairs that I was like, that I left when I was up big and I didn't have my husband there telling me not to do dumb
you
shit.
You did great.
I was really proud of
you
myself.
Did great. Yep. You were
awesome.
You and Jasmine
were a great support system.
Yes. Well, and we were proud that we both finished.
Y'all won too.
In the green.
Yes.
I won $150. I was like, I'm stopping now. Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because I started with nothing, you know?
Yeah.
She won 75. Yeah, so we were like, this is great.
We're all winners.
Yes,
we're
and we got winners. That delicious dinner. I mean,
the dinner was fantastic. Yeah, it's a great spot.
It's a great spot for like a quick getaway from Dallas. I thought like one night just moms, like, that's just perfect.
The resort pool, like the pool for just adults, and they have a family pool. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, yeah, it is. It's just a great little getaway spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to do it again.
For sure. For sure.
Thank you, Choctaw.
Yes. Thank you, Choctaw. And then I wanted to talk about Anna and Ryder's weekend because they had like recitals.
They did.
And it looked so cute.
Yes. It was so cute. Thanks for asking. I've been really excited for that day for a long time. Because Ryder has been learning the guitar and he wanted to sing Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. It was a long journey to get to that point, like figuring out the song and like how long of the song he could do. And Dallas Piano Academy was wonderful and kind of like being a little bit flexible with him because he's a hard-headed little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did awesome. He got up there, did great, sang, and he came afterwards. I was like, Ryder, was that fun? He was like, I got stage fright. I was like, what? No one could tell. You did great. But they were talking about a little like show choir thing, or not show choir, but like a performance team that they're going to start at this place because they're asked a lot to like, do you have any kids that can come perform at here or there or whatever? And he leaned over. He's like, I want to do that, Mom. I was like, okay, good. Like something sticking that he loves, that's different, that he enjoys.
It's an outlet.
It's a good outlet. And like,
it's a good creative outlet.
Yeah. And he picks these songs that are always soulful, like Zach Bryan, Benson Boone, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was telling Jeff, our friend Jeff Kavanaugh, a while ago, I saw him and I was kind of telling him that he plays guitar and stuff. And he was like, oh, he's picking all the sad boy songs. He likes all the sad boy artists. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, well, I guess sad boys have to get their
feelings out. For sure.
And it's easier through music sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's good. So we're definitely going to continue on that path one way or another with him. He really loves to sing, though, too. So I think it's even the singing more than the guitar that he's loving.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then Anna, too, she performed and has been doing piano and just, like, grew a lot since her last performance and was doing, like, you know, the chords and the two hands and everything on her little piano. So I'm proud of her. And they both want to sing. So we'll do voice lessons for a month and then we'll take July off and then see what happens. But I was just proud of them. It's hard to get up in front of a crowd. And
100%.
I think no matter what you're doing, like if you can kind of start doing that more and more when you're younger, then you're more prepared for performing or getting in front of a crowd and speaking or whatever it is when you're older. So it was awesome. I was really proud of them.
Good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Yay. I know. It looked super cute.
Yeah.
Well, we officially wrapped up sports season in the McCoy house. So excited. I love watching my kids play sports. I really, really do. But it's just a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Henry has two practices a week during baseball season.
So he's done with baseball?
He's done with baseball for the summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I thought baseball like went all summer for a lot of these things.
It can, and it probably will starting next year for him.
Okay.
Where he'll play tournaments in the summer. But this is kind of the last year of a little bit of normalcy, especially too, when you think about if he goes out for football next year, like it's going to be like, this is kind of our last, like it's probably his last year to go to overnight camp, to Camp Ozark, which is, you know, it's fine, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, he gets a nice little break. Like, and he's so, into it that like, we kind of have to make him like, not like, you know, you need to not pick up a ball or a bat for a little while. Like, just let your mind and your body reset, because he does put so much into it. But they had a great tournament. They made it to the championship game and lost in the championship game. But he pitched a complete game in the first game on Sunday.
Holy moly.
So Mike is very adamant about him not throwing a bunch of pitches, like has him not on a pitch count per se, but he'll, you know, he tells the coaches at the beginning of the season, like, you know, we're, you know, 65-ish, you know, a weekend. And usually they pitch him on on Sundays. And so it's like, it's just basically around 65. And so it was so funny. Mike had told the coaches, like, hey, because he really does try to stay out of it, like, not be involved, but like, he's very protective of his.
Yeah, that's
like,
not, good.
Because there are coaches, we played against a coach this past weekend, the one that we lost to. And he had two kids that each threw 100 pitches, which that's the max. And it's like,
at least they set a max. Jeez, because you think exactly. Some of them would just keep going. There's zero chance.
This guy would have pushed. I mean, right. It's just dumb. So yeah. It is smart to set limits. I don't think 100 is necessarily bad. But, you know, it's just like if you keep doing 100 every weekend, then it starts to
err on the side of
anyway,
caution.
Anyway, so his was always like around 60, 65. And then but Mike told Coach Josh, he's like, hey, use him to your discretion. It's our last. He's going to be able to rest, like, however you want. So he goes out and pitches a complete game with 60 pitches. So he didn't even need to go over.
Oh my gosh, he must be amazing.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got hit. I mean, a couple of the runs were unearned. But anyway, yeah. he pitched great, which that sent him off into a good, like, it was a positive way to go into it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was funny because he was like, that's all he wants to. But he's always like, I want to stay in longer. Like, and he gets pissed. He's dead pitch count, blah blah blah, and you know. And I'm like, well, we've got to be more efficient. And he's like, well, I mean, how many pitches am I supposed to throw in an inning? So anyway,
it's a good way to teach him about.
I know, efficiency. I know, but it was really
make
funny.
Them count. You only got 60.
I know, but
throw strikes.
I know, but then the one time he could go over it, and he didn't even need it. And I was like, well, last tournament of the season. Anyway, yeah. So it was super fun.
Aww.
Definitely
Where
excited
was that
for
journey?
A break.
Did you have to travel?
It was no. We were in Colleyville to start, and then we moved to Oak Grove Park. In Grapevine. So it wasn't bad. So yeah. Now it's full on summer mode.
And softball's over. House. Your coach, how'd your girls
we
finish?
We didn't do well.
Oh man. Yeah.
No playoff. Or we lost in the first round of the playoffs.
That's okay.
And then Hattie did have a volleyball championship game, which they lost. She wasn't there because she got invited to go to the lake with another one of her teammates. So they skipped. And then I told her, so this was a good reinforcement, like about this whole club volleyball thing she wants to do. And I was like, you realize if you do club volleyball, there's no, I can't make it to practice because I have a sleepover. Or I got invited to go out of town, or I got invited to go to the lake, or I got invited to do this. Like
that probably helps a lot with perspective.
So, but no, she still was like, yeah, I know. Okay. And I'm like, So I'm just kind of like pushing it, like just keep pushing it down the road, hoping that maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah. But, see if like after a month of summer, if she's still asking, right. Maybe the friends stop talking about it so much or whatever. No,
but that's the thing is she wouldn't be with friends. It's so weird. If she really wants to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But for fuck's sake. I'm like, can we not just wait till seventh grade?
I know. That's a good way to do it, though, is like they have to be pushing for it, calling for it, asking for it, mm-hmm. begging for it. Our
All of it. Yeah.
Our little girl group is starting dance tryouts for some team, and they're seven, and I'm like, some of the people are signing up, which is great. I mean, I think if you can tell that's your daughter's thing at that age and it whatever, but I'm like, unless they come knocking at my door saying we need her, or Anna comes knocking at my door saying I need this, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because you have your kids are involved in a lot.
They're in a lot, and that would effectively,
because we're only sports, and you've got the sports and like
she's still young.
Yeah, well, and y'all are doing like you the music stuff
and music.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, and I think that's part of it. It's like you're effectively kind of pushing them a certain way at that age because you're going to have to cut back on some other things if you're doing an extra day of dance or whatever. That's just logistics. So just not ready for that. Plus those competitions and stuff look so scary for moms.
Oh, my gosh.
Meaning like it's a lot of mom work.
It's a lot of mom
work. And I don't have it in me.
Do you know how to do a bun? Apparently that's very
the important. Ballet bun with pantyhose on it, you know. And I
slick back
bun. I will say I love watching these girls dance like they're so adorable. Good and so amazing, and if it was Anna I'd be like dying over it.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's a lot of work and time.
I know my
money.
Lisa, my girlfriend Lisa Sydney, her daughter is super into dance, but she keeps going back and forth on does she want to be, you know, in the what do they call it, company?
Yeah, the company.
Or just regular. And so Sydney will go one day and be like I love it, and then the next day I'm not, you know. And it's like, I don't know. It's that whole, I mean, that was never anything Hattie
That's kind of nice when they can just tell you, right?
Right.
If it's a no, that's great.
Right.
Like, I need some more no's out of my kids right now.
Yes.
Because they're giving everything like... Yeah, I want
to. Sure. Let's try that. Yeah, I know. But, and you want them to try everything.
Right.
But yeah, you have to figure out what sticks.
It'll work itself out.
It will. It will. If you don't lose your mind in the meantime.
Right.
Okay, let's do a little sports.
Which I will.
Talk. Yeah. We all will.
Already happening.
Okay, sports scorts brought to us by our friends at Rev and Family Field Day at Globe Black
Yes, Field. This is such a fun event. I've taken my family out to it, and it is coming up on Sunday, June 22nd, Family Field Day out at Globe Life Field. And if you, I mean, surely most of y'all have probably been to Globe Life Field by now, but have you ran around on the field with your kids? Probably not. And it's a great summer activity to kind of get you out of the outdoors and the heat. It is an action-packed, family-friendly day that'll include fun activities for children and adults of all ages, and you do get to get directly on the field to experience the ballpark. You can get tickets right now. Some of the things that you can do is the 2023 World Series trophy photo opportunity, yard games and inflatables for kids of all ages, meet and greets with Rangers captain, wiffle ball, home run derby, face painting, catch on the field, and you can run the bases. So head on over to globelifefield.com/stadium events and buy your tickets. It's so fun. Your kids, like, it's kind of one of those, a lot of people say core memory stuff, I think too much, but I think it's kind of a core memory thing to get to run around on the baseball field there and have fun and
it's just a perspective you don't get
exactly
otherwise,
yeah,
you
know, it's super
regardless
cool.
of how many games you go to, you don't get that perspective.
It's so
a ton of fun.
Take part. Highly recommend.
Oh yeah, and we do have a website for that. I forgot.
I said it.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
clearly I wasn't listening to you.
You're zoning out. globelifefield.com/stadium events. So yes, make sure you support our friends at Rev Entertainment and support the Mom Game and go holla out there at Globe Life Field and have some fun with your fam. Lots of sports.
So Pete DeBoer fired. Which I feel like there was rumblings, right?
Yeah.
And then the rumblings just started to get louder.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the Stars lost in the Western Conference final, I mean, I don't know a lot about what's happened this year, right? Because Kelly hasn't been there this year or last year. But I know that at the end of the Western Conference final, when Pete went up to the podium and spoke, and it was like not long, I think, you know, after the game, a ton of time hadn't passed since they lost, and he was obviously frustrated.
Yeah.
But what he did, by kind of, for those who haven't been following along or don't listen to Stars press conferences, he is the head coach of the Stars, and he kind of went up there and pretty much threw the head goaltender under the bus, saying he's got this record against Edmonton or this record in the Western Conference Finals, not a good record, and that's why he had to pull him in that final game. Where they gave up two quick goals. They pulled Jake Oettinger and then put in the backup, and it just, they never had a chance from that point on in that game, ended up losing. It was a win or go home situation.
Right.
So, and in, I mean, really in most sports, you don't hear a coach just directly throw a player under the bus like that.
I mean, he threw him all the way under there.
All the way under the bus and like ran over it. Him a little bit
and
when he was under the bus
and again
and he does historically have issues with goaltenders, like he, that's kind of, it's very public. The reason he's been dismissed from his previous team was a back and forth with a goaltender, and it, him saying that, I when I heard that I was like, oh shit, like it's hard to recover. It's hard. You can lose the room really quickly doing something like that. Like, these guys have to want to hear
because
your
voice.
Because
they've got each other's back in there.
They've got each other's back like crazy.
To the nth degree, yeah.
Yes. And hockey, as we all know, hockey does cool shit.
Yep.
One of the things that is cool that hockey does is protect each other.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the ice.
Stuff in-house.
Off the ice. Whether it's beating somebody up because there was a bad check on their teammate, on the captain, or the captain goes to beat somebody up because somebody else on their team got hurt. Like, that translates into the room.
Yeah.
It's not just on the ice.
Right, Fast. Do you think we should approach the NHL about a program called Hockey Does Cool Shit?
Yeah.
Like an
what's
ad
our program?
Campaign.
Okay, an ad campaign.
Sorry, not a
program. Yes. Like, what's our program? Are you going to go
the
teach
NHL
some skills?
Does not want me involved in any capacity. other than talking good about their game.
Yes.
But like, what if we went to the NHL and it was like, hey, we've got this great ad campaign for you. It's called Hockey Does Cool Shit. Mm-hmm. And then we show all the cool shit hockey does.
And then they'll be like, oh, that's cute. And then watch, we'll like be watching next and season and it'll be up on the big, like,
Hockey Does Cool Shit
presented by the NHL.
Right.
And yeah. then we'll just be like, womp, womp.
I know.
But I think there's should something we could do with it? This. We should trademark it.
Okay.
Has anyone ever said these words? But have they put them into a segment?
No.
Hockey does. I mean, it's a legit. We could find something every week during the hockey season.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is one of the cool things.
Maybe
that
maybe it could be a branded partner. Hockey Does Cool Shit brought to you by.
Exactly. Now we're talking. Maybe it doesn't have
some
to be
hockey,
the NHL.
Who makes hockey sticks?
Mm-hmm. Warstick or Easton or,
oh yeah,
you know, one of the brands, or the Dallas Stars, or the Dallas Stars
okay
centers, you know, trying to promote. Hey. Although if it's a kid thing, we probably don't want to use a cuss word in it, but we'll work on
we
this.
Could say stuff,
we'll workshop this.
Okay,
we've got
sorry
some
I didn't mean to interrupt
that can go
you
to work. But yeah, that's my point being, it's like they're tight, they'll back each other up on the ice, they'll back each other up
sure
in the room. And if you lose the head coach, and if you lose the ear of the team, just like in any sport, it's not going to go well for you.
Yeah.
But you do have the GMs and owners sometimes that are like, tough luck. This is our guy. He has taken you to the Western Conference final 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
He's got a winning record. Who else is out there? And you just, the guys will have to deal with it. Like we yeah all, you know, but the fact that Jim Knoll kind of, it seems like, stood with the players in this situation
and or heard them out. Yeah.
Heard them out. I think, is cool. I mean, Pete was kind. He was good to us. He was good to Kelly. He was Kelly's boss. So, you know, it's sad anytime you see someone get fired.
Yeah.
At the same time, when I heard that, I was like, ooh, this isn't going to end well. You just know it. You just
yeah
know it. And you know the culture there. Jim Knoll's a culture guy. It's important to him that everybody respects each other, that you do things the right way. I just knew that it wasn't going to go well after that.
And maybe
that
a fresh voice can get them over that hump.
Yeah.
And get them back to the finals.
Yep. Yep. So
final, singular.
The final, finals. Yes. Hockey people final will correct you
yes
on that.
Yes, I'm correcting myself.
Because hockey does cool shit. Like, hockey, they don't put an S at the end of the word
duh
final.
Okay. Rangers, just middling. That's just all they're really doing. Just middling. Everything's, you win two, lose three, win one, lose one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not that, it's just very inconsistent.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's, we're getting down to, you know, the time when you start thinking about, are you a buyer, are you a seller? If you're a buyer, what are you buying? If you're a seller, what are you selling? So should
that's
be interesting to
fun
see. Yeah, some, you know, some guys have started to pick it up. Marcus is playing well, hitting, brought his average up, and is really seems to be turning it around. So there's some positive things. The pitching continues to be ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
It's,
and to
so
think that you would,
frustrating.
I know, like, to waste a season, not waste, but to not take advantage of these performances that you're getting is just so heartbreaking. But anyway, it's dog days. I mean, we're, you know, still early-ish mid-June, so still
so when's
so
Emily on
today
our TV next?
End of the month.
That's what we really care about.
I know.
Here.
It's like last weekend in June, my one series a month.
Yeah. Last weekend in June. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be out there.
Can Mom Game fans like pick your outfits or something?
Sure. Yeah.
We need
whatever
to make a bit
do
of this.
I don't care. Yeah. Here she comes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But it's been funny. I'm getting asked a lot lately, like, do you miss it? And I'm like, I love it when I'm there, but I don't wish I was there when I wasn't.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So
that's
it's
good
a really, I feel like it's a really good place to be. You know, to have this kind of transition time, and who knows if I'll be back next year or whatever. But I think this is way better than just going cold turkey, you know, as far as
yeah
retiring totally. So yeah, it's a good balance. And I'm, you know, doing, like, the insurance business has been really busy and good. And, you know, and then I'm still doing, you know, obviously this, and then, you know, just got
you're
my
still
hands
quite busy.
Very, very busy. But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you're at kind of peace with where everything's
yeah
at there.
Yeah. I did want to mention, I know you got a couple of quick hits too. The Don Nelson. Did
yeah
you see that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
First of all, Nelly's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks good.
That's why I didn't recognize him.
So
ever
he looks good, but, like, I guess it, before, like, his, and I don't mean, I, Nelly, I love you. Zero chance he's listening. But, like, his head was always proportionate to his body. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like, because he lost all this weight, like, his head is, just seemed really
GLP-1 drug.
Oh, no, that's not that. No, I felt like his head was big.
Well, I'm just wondering if that's how he lost all his weight.
Is that, oh.
Because everyone's losing weight.
Well, some people were saying because he stopped drinking.
Well, that'll do it too, right? He does look so different.
He looks fantastic. He's like 80 now, right?
Yeah.
But he looks great. Seems to be like super happy, which, you know, I would be too if I was living in Hawaii.
Right.
Smoking weed all the time. What do you not have
to be happy about? But yeah.
So he was, anyway, he's getting this award, you know, and I think Rick Carlisle either presented him with it or was there.
He's 85, by the way.
85?
Yeah.
Damn, he looks good. Good for you, Nelly. So this was
during the NBA finals, because in the NBA, they do use an ass.
So he, like, unsolicited, talks about how he's wearing Luka Doncic's latest shoes, and he's doing it because he's protesting the fact that the Mavericks trade him, and he thought it was a dumb decision. And you don't trade.
Talk about no filter. Getting to the point where you say what you want.
Well, when you're a badass like Don Nelson, I mean, you're already a badass, and then now you're an old badass. It's like, fuck, I'll say whatever the hell I want to say whenever I want
to
say it.
You don't have to kiss anyone's
ass. No.
Not trying to get jobs.
Give everybody
to play the game.
Double bird on the way out. Like, whatever.
And
God bless. That's going to be great. Can you imagine? I'm kind of scared of me if I make it to 85.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's going to be something.
Me too.
That's going to be. It's like, take me first, Jesus. Take me first.
You know what? I'll probably, my mind will be gone by then. You can be mean to me
and
all you want.
And you're going to
be like, huh?
You're going to be sick. You're going to be so, you're,
oh, well, you sure are cute. Yeah.
You're going to be so conditioned to it by then. God, filter's already basically non-existent.
I recognize you. You on TV one time. Yeah.
And then you'll totally be with it. And then you're just bullshitting, like, just to piss me off.
Oh, I hope so.
I know you remember me. God damn it.
Oh my God. We could totally. What if we're still doing this when we're eating?
There is.
You would have to take a break. What if we pick it back up? Can we make
We're 5 years in. I already need a break.
You're both still 80. Okay. Well, you would be 80. I would be 70.
Okay.
I'm just trying to
do the math.
72 or 73.
72.
If you're still 80, if you're alive when you're 80, and we still somehow can get in contact with each other.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't we be able, like,
I don't know.
Are we not able to use phones when we're 70?
I might be Don Nelson in Hawaii off the grid.
This is
if all goes well, if all goes as planned.
According to my calculations, by that time, I should be high in Hawaii.
Yes, I'll be living in Kauai and hopefully not in a volcano.
Okay.
But this is our pact.
Okay.
You don't have to say yes. I won't pressure you.
I'll say yes.
If you're 80, when you're 80 and we can talk, we can get our kids or our grandkids, there will probably be some even way cooler way than like talking into a microphone, that then we will bring back the Mom Game podcast, but it'll be the Grandmom Game podcast.
Okay.
And I we will continue on, at least do like a little mini series of a few episodes.
Okay. Sure. And
cheers. That means that's a truce in our world.
That is, yes, that's a handshake deal right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Put it on paper.
Put it on. Get that shit notarized.
The grandma game coming soon.
Yes.
I would die if there were just some funny grandmas shooting the shit. I would probably listen to that.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so wheels off as a grandmother.
You are.
And as an old lady. Like when I'm done, like, having real jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
They're already just real wobbly, but I'm just going to let them come all the way off.
Yeah, you are.
God bless. I hope Mike doesn't leave me. That's great,
but we've got to have something to look forward to, right?
I know, but like, I don't know if Mike has it in him for that. I mean,
he does. He'll just go sit in his fishing room.
We're already teetering.
More than he already is. Grandpa's fishing room. He's being his recliner. Like, oh, Grandpa's in his fishing room.
Oh, speaking of, he asked for one for Father's Day.
It's already happening.
He seriously did.
He's getting ready for Grandpa.
Do you have room for a recliner in your fishing room?
He doesn't want to leave that room.
He said, I want it. And he's getting a fan. He's like, it gets hot in there in the summer. I'm like, we have a really nice house. But
you understand why he likes the room, right?
Shut up.
He knows there's a really nice house.
So he'd weird. He's always in the fishing. Before it's like, that's, yeah, that should tell me something probably. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I will say, I'm not mad about it.
No. Right? No. You get your own space.
Yeah.
Too. Yes. Winning, and you get the big house.
This is true.
You get the rest.
Oh my gosh, I would go nuts in that room.
What you need to do is build your kids a little mini fishing room next to him. Put some little bunk beds in there.
Oh my God.
So now you can all go in there and well, then you just have the big house.
Yeah. Yeah. Banish everyone away.
Yeah.
We got, speaking of the bunk room or bunk beds, so we got a fucking ping pong table.
Oh, nice. Why is it a fucking ping pong table?
Well, because I wasn't intending to have a ping pong table. There's no place for it to permanently live in my house as it is currently constructed in my head. And so it's just
Emily's letting loose. Things are getting a little crazy.
Well, I didn't buy it. So we pass by our friend's house on the way to baseball, and there's a ping pong table out by the street because they want to someone to take it. Like, here it is, free game. Mom! Mike's like, honey, go! Ask Miss Draper if she... They're just whipping me. Can we ask if we can have it? Are they giving it away? Are they? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why they put it by the street.
Yeah.
So I text my friend Anne, and I'm like, hey, so what's the story with this ping pong table? She's like, oh, it's great. It's awesome. And I was like, so is it falling apart? Like, it's not in good condition. She's like, no, it's in great condition. We're just done with it. I was like, okay, so, but is it like, is there a defect and a recall on it or something? Like, I'm just trying to find a way to not get the fucking ping pong table.
She's like, no,
it's great. And I'm like, okay. She's like, why? And I was like, I think my family wants it. She's like, oh, great. So, and it's so funny because everyone that I've told that we got this ping pong table or that saw the picture of my kids playing ping pong, the first thing everyone says is, oh gosh, where are you going to put that? Because they know.
When in reality, there's so much space put it.
But think, it's a big fucking table.
It doesn't match.
Well, it's a big.
You've got a lot of space.
I do have some space. I don't have space for a ping pong table to be out on display and ready to be played 24/7.
So where did it end up?
So it's in the bunk room right now. Before we leave for vacation, I will put it in the pool equipment room, which is right off the pool. Mm-hmm. And it's right off the bunk room. So it's an easy wheel.
Okay.
It's an easy wheel. Nice. They're already bitching about it. And I'm like,
about it leaving the bunk room?
Yes. But I'm like,
the bunk room has space.
But then it's tight and it's not aesthetically pleasing.
Well, it's the kids' bunk room.
It's the kids' bunk room that I am letting them use while they live in my house.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry about that sidetrack.
Drunk friend's bunk room.
Well, and then, so then yesterday I had to clean out the pool equipment room to make sure there was adequate space and it wasn't all gross to put the ping pong. That, you could eat dinner in the pool equipment room. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
it made me so happy.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Your clean pool equipment room.
Thank you.
I am actually proud of you that you got a ping pong table, because that's fun. Ping pong is,
it is fun.
So fun.
It is fun.
When my dad was older and, like, you know, he couldn't play tennis anymore.
It's
he had
fun.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Those that haven't been here and don't know that. When he couldn't, he used to be a tennis pro. When he couldn't really do much, he would dance and play ping pong. Like country music, and dance around, and then ping pong. And he could still play ping pong. And it was front and center in his house. Like, you walk in the front door. Different situation.
Yeah. But it's a great, it's fun.
It's
like
fun.
Hattie and Henry actually, like, want to play it together. And
when they like pickleball. They're good at pickleball. It's all related. It's the hand-eye. It's actually, like, good practice.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm actually proud of myself for, like, relinquishing a little bit of control and, like, letting that happen. But I do need my family to understand that it's just not going to live there. Can we also just say, what are you writing? Taking notes.
Emily got a ping pong table.
Uh-huh.
It's going to make
here comes psychotic Emily again.
No, I'm excited.
But here's the deal. I'm like, also, if you want to play ping pong, you need to work for it. It's going to take you 2 minutes to wheel that shit around corner.
They can do that.
And put it in the bunk room.
They can do that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to spoon feed you here.
Right.
If you want to play ping pong, go get the shit out of the whatever.
And then you'll have a little standoff, and then ultimately you'll win because they'll want to play ping pong.
And because I'm relentless and have extreme control issues.
Yes. Okay. The only like one big sports thing I wanted to get to outside of what we've already talked about. Well, I guess there's two, because I know you were really tuned into the College World Series.
Great season by my Red Raiders. And congrats to Texas. They had a hell of a year too. And we just she's fucking good. Our pitcher, the stud pitcher, she just ran out of gas. She had thrown every pitch of that. Since the postseason started, like, she's a stud, but she, I mean, you know, and there's no, I don't think there's any like damage that she could be doing. Like, it's not like irresponsible for her to pitch as much as she did, but I think you just get fucking tired.
Yeah.
And they, and Texas is good. And it was a fun series. It was fun to watch. It was both games before the third game were dramatic. The first two games were dramatic and come from behind, and it was super fun.
Now, I know it was like Texas and Tech, but I did feel like a lot of people were talking about it, watching it.
Yeah, and way more than in years past.
Yes, and then the numbers backed it up, because game three of the Women's College World Series final drew 2.4 million viewers on ESPN, making it the most watched college softball game ever. So that was game three. One and two each drew 2.1 million viewers, the largest audience ever for the first two games.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
I know. Like, good for the ladies.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Yeah, you don't hear a ton about women's softball in the College World Series.
Well, and I will say, like, good on, you know, good on Tech and the booster who gave the money to pay Kanade.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say her name right. Nigeri Kanade, I believe is her name. Correctly, I know her name, I just don't know if I'm saying it correctly. But good on that family who made that decision to do that. Good on Tech for, you know, doing that, facilitating that. And then they brought her back, already secured her for next year as well. But I feel like that signing really did put women's softball in a bigger spotlight, because that gained so much attention. The deal that she got. And so I feel like that it's a good for them, good for Tech, good for her. I mean, get it, girl. Go get all of it you can. I mean, and here's the deal. It's like you talk about this all the time as far as in business. And, you know, I know for me, like when I am figuring out if I'm going to, someone reaches out, and I had somebody reach out a couple weeks ago and it's like, hey, would you want to work this, mm-hmm. that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I used to feel weird about it, but I'm like, now I'm like right off the bat, like, sure, I'm available, but I need to know the fee right up front. Like, how much are you paying? And it used to make me feel awkward, but now I'm like, F that. Like, I've worked for 25 years. Like, this is basically me being, for lack of a better word, and please don't think I'm being braggy, but like, it's like being a mechanic. Like, you're a certified great mechanic. You've been working on cars for 25 years. You're good. Like, you're better than somebody who's been doing it for three. Like, you should be rewarded for the brand that you've built, for the reputation you've established, all that kind of stuff. And so I used to feel really weird about that, but now I'm like, this is what I'm willing to work for. And then anything below that, I'm just not.
Right.
And so it used to feel weird saying no or turning down an opportunity or having to ask what the rate is to MC an event or to do a thing. And then I'm like, why would I be?
Oh, and that's everyone, right? Like, yeah. I'm the same. Yeah.
And so it's like, but why would we be? Like, this is our job. This is our profession. This is what we've worked really hard to establish. There's a reason why someone's asking you to do something. Like, this is your rate, or this is what you're willing to do. And if they're not willing to meet you where you are, then it's like, okay, no hard feelings, but peace out.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And so my whole point of that was like, good for her. Like, and that, I think that that's what we're seeing with these college athletes, is that, you know, people are like, I can't, they're not worth it. Well, I mean, your value is what somebody is willing to pay you to do a job and to do something.
Like,
and so
free it's agency.
Like, right. And so it's like, I'm not hating on anybody for getting theirs. And if like, it's somebody's willing to pay you that amount of money to do this X amount of, you know, throw this many pitches or whatever, go get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? So I just thought that was kind of exciting. And then the other one also, I guess it's like Girl Power Day or something, but I liked this story because I saw a picture of these three ladies and it was like the new Colt owners, actually, you know, where I saw it on like the ticket, like Facebook group or something that pops up in my feed because they're all like hot. And so it's like the ticket Facebook group is just people that talk about like hot chicks. That's what it is. But the three hot chicks in that group are the new owners of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts have officially passed the ownership to Jim Irsay's three daughters after he passed away last month. Yeah. So it's three ladies that are running this NFL team.
Yeah. Awesome. Sure they know so much the ins and outs of that.
Oh, yeah.
Does he have sons or is it just three daughters?
I think it's just the three daughters.
Because if it is and that's all he's had is three daughters, I bet he's cultivated that environment.
And that's like and what good they're on saying. Him. The oldest one, Carly, is her name. She's going to be the principal owner and CEO as part of long-standing plan set forth by Jim.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yeah.
So I just think that's pretty cool. Man, if we could get them on the show, I'd love just that perspective, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like owners of an NFL team.
Yeah.
Three ladies. So
good for them.
Another cool little nugget.
Oh, one other cool nugget, and I don't have the specifics on it, but you might could Google it if you want real fast. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, his family donated a buttload of money to autism research.
Oh, really?
Apparently
$50 million. Brother,
yeah. And it's like the largest single gift for autism research, like in the history of autism research. Yeah. So I thought it'd be when I heard that.
Is he autistic? Does he have an autistic
kid? He has an autistic brother.
Autistic apparently. Brother.
You fact check me on all of it. I just heard it on the radio.
That's amazing.
Here.
I mean, that can make such an impact.
For sure. So I thought that was cool and would be of interest to you since you're
I'm dealing with
a little
it.
Writer. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, very yep. cool.
Okay. You want to move?
Let's move.
We got okay. What is on your feed? Brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes, Audrey Dolan's Media, a one-stop shop for your business. If you want to get yourself out and in front of the people even more than you already are, they can help with influencer management. They can hook you up with influencers to help spread the word about your business, like us. Brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation and photography, social media management, and website design. Make sure you go check out our new website, themomgamepod.com. Audrey Dolan's herself put it together and it looks amazing. But basically, they can do whatever it is that you need when it comes to branding, marketing, and they can let you focus on your business instead of messing with all that other stuff. And they're wonderful to work with.
Yeah. And we've had a number of people who have reached out to us and asked to get in touch with Audrey and like, how can she help them? And it's been a great working relationship between us. Oh, also speaking of great working relationships, Robbie from Estill Dog Psychology, we'll have more information about it later, but he's going to do that kids camp that he talked about.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it's just like a 1 day camp, like getting yourself kids familiar with dogs and how to handle them and work with them and stuff like that. It's August 9th. I'll have more details, but
let me know. Cause my kids will.
Yeah. Know. And he's also amazing. And another one of those like just natural fit, great partners, you know, especially for me with my dogs and getting, and they're so much better than they used to be. I'm so thankful. And he's going to watch them when we're in Florida.
Oh, that's great.
My mom was going to try to take care of him, but she's had some back issues. And I feel like it makes me feel more comforted, it just makes me feel better to know that they're with Robbie. Like they're going to go out, they'll be able to go on walks every day.
About Canada.
It might
be a good opportunity.
For sure.
Because my parents they might leave town to come visit us in Canada, and that's where my dog was going to go.
Belle kind of needs
it. The more I still walk her and we're walking along and then she's like, arr! Like I told you, she eats the leash and freaks out and it's like that and then the barking. So
he's awesome. Huge thank you to Robbie, but we'll have more details on that kids camp coming up. And he's made us the official media sponsor of the,
Kids camp. Oh,
yes. That's why I was asking for our logo. He wanted our logo to put on like the banners and stuff, which was
nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryder Nana made a flyer for a pet sitting business.
Okay.
So I think they need a little bit. They could put that on their resume.
Absolutely. They could. Yeah. Yes. On their flyer.
Exactly. Like
a
certified
kids camp. Yes. Absolutely.
It's the cutest flyer you've ever seen. I'll have to show
you. Please. I know Henry's been doing, him and his friend Wyatt have been doing like odd jobs around too. They made a flyer and
so many kids are doing this.
Listen,
lately.
And
amazing.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I'm like, go, you know, but also too, it's like, you know, you have to temper the expectation. Like, okay. But it's also good for them to like, they're like knocking on doors and like getting you know, told no, which also important to be able to, you know,
handle that.
Yeah.
They're used to being,
because let me tell you something,
coddled.
Rejection is going to happen a lot.
Yeah.
If your life is anything like mine. Just kidding.
Most people.
I'm not kidding. Actually, I'm very serious. Okay. So
this is something interesting coming up on our rundown that I'm ready to talk about.
The TikTok trend?
Yes.
Of putting
jalapenos. I've heard about this, but I haven't tried it yet.
So I have.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Actually, a couple times.
So what's the trend?
So it's sliced up jalapenos and I sliced up jalapenos and then put them in the freezer. And then I will tell you, I've done a number of trials on this, mm-hmm. as far as like what wines it works best with. So let's see what this story says. There's a trend that's been recently going viral on social media where people are putting jalapenos in their white wine, specifically a chilled glass of Sauvignon Blanc with frozen jalapenos in it. You leave the seeds in. So I did this Memorial Day weekend when we had people over and it went over great. I don't know if great, like the Sauvignon Blanc. I don't know the balance of it. So it says the wine has organic compounds called parazines, which are also found in bell peppers and jalapenos. And so it's like balances it out. I don't know. I'm willing to try anything. Yeah. Like, and so I'm like, yeah, if I don't like it, I won't do it anymore. But with the Sauvignon Blanc, it was great. I tried it in some bubbles. And I will say I almost choked on my own air. So, you know, when you have a like Prosecco or bubbles, champagne, whatever, and like you take a drink and like that, the carbonation, whatever, the bubbly stuff, you don't even take a drink. It's just like the air, right? The air bubbles.
Yeah.
And then you put the jalapenos in and it was like, it was too much. But I will say, and then I tried it with Chardonnay. It's a no on the Chardonnay. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Mostly in these articles and TikTok and everything, it's all Sauv Blanc.
Yes. Savvy B, as mm-hmm. everyone's calling it. So
are they?
All you do is you just slice up the jalapenos and then freeze them. And then if you feel like you don't want like too much, then once they're frozen, just take your thumb and push out the seeds. Mm-hmm. And then if you just want like, you don't want it so intense, you could just push, once they're frozen, you can just push them out.
Yeah.
And then just leave the little ring. Okay. But it's really good. I highly suggest it. It's super fun. It's like, I don't know. It's a little light, refreshing thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how it took off or why it became a thing, but it TikTok. Definitely is a thing because fucking TikTok. Yeah.
That's right.
So anyway, one thing I wanted to do on what's on your feed, just I want to do a quick experiment. So have you been getting like random junk text messages? They're scams and I'm fully aware of it. Okay. So this one, I got this one 2 or 3 times this morning. Could we have a quick chat to explore this further? Okay.
I think I got that same exact one.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I was going to, I'm going to respond and see how this works out.
Okay.
So I'm sure. Sure.
They're going to call
exclamation
you.
Point.
You
we'll see what they say. Oh yeah. Let's go. So I did this one time and I kind of fell for it because they had a really good one where it was like, oh, hey, Jenny. And I'm like, oh, not Jenny. Because also I have the OCD where I have to respond to every message, right? And so I was like, oh, wrong number. Sorry. And they're like, oh, you seem so nice. I'm like, because I said you have the wrong number. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So I'm like, but I kind of want to know, like, where's this going? Like, where are you going to take this?
Right.
Is it another mistaken identity? And then, oh, you sound great from your one word response. Did you have the same one?
Yeah, I probably can't find it very quickly. I was getting a few of them. I just kept going on with my life, but like they were weird.
Okay, and then the other one is the toll tag one.
Oh.
Oh.
They're different numbers. So one of mine says, come to eat seafood at home.
How is come spelled?
like it normally is. What should I reply? Where?
C-O-M-E. On my way.
And then reply to play a game of ball.
Oh, no. Jasmine just said they can potentially. Oh, gosh. We're giving her anxiety. No, do not ever respond. They could potentially send you a virus. Don't ever respond to those. This is giving me so much anxiety. Okay. Experiment over.
Yeah. Because I got Jasmine's Saturday play out. A game of ball. And then Sunday.
Block and delete. Always. She is all capsing us. She is yelling at me.
Okay,
right
fine.
Now.
She's great. Okay. She's probably right.
Okay, well, here, this is a lesson to everyone. Please. This is our public service announcement.
That was the whole exercise.
Oh my gosh, stop yelling at us, Jasmine, for fuck's sake. She's all capsing everything. Glenn is also saying you can please sit up. You are slouching.
because we're just getting yelled at. Goodness. How about this?
Your mom would be so mad. We're not looking anymore. You know what? Where's the middle finger?
We're going
emoji?
Rogue. We're going to slouch and reply to these.
I just sent her the middle finger just emoji. Take that, slouchy. Glenn said, I don't think I'm Glenn said it. At. I think it was Jasmine that said it, and she's trying to blame Glenn.
Is Glenn also yelling at us about the text messages?
Glenn would never say something like that, that he our moms wouldn't. Would be so disappointed. Okay. All right, moving on.
Well, that was a fun exercise. But yes, I'm getting weird ones.
Okay.
Like seafood and play ball and like,
so weird.
What are these people doing?
I don't know.
They need to get a life.
Well, I thought that was going to be a fun experiment, and then Jasmine just pissed all over it. Okay, so we're going to do the news desk. I'm going to read it. Did you notice I got our colors wrong?
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Whatever works. I know. You go for it.
Okay, TMG News Desk brought to us by our friends at Early Bird CBD. I mentioned them a little bit earlier. They're so essential to my peaceful sleeping. I will be popping a couple right before I leave for vacation. Not right before I leave. I shouldn't
Not
say
before
that.
You drive.
The night before I leave.
Yeah.
So I can sleep and then wake up and feel refreshed and not foggy and all that fun stuff. We're going to talk about Early Bird in the news in this segment, but mm-hmm. right now I want to remind you that you should get yours while you can. Mom Game 20. No, the Mom Game 20 is active and good for 20% off your first order online. Even if you've ordered with them before, that one time code is good once again. So earlybirdcbd.com to check them out. If you reach out to them, let them know the Mom Game sent you. The thing that makes them so magical is there is a microdose of hint of THC from hemp. That's what gives you that little zzzn and the sleepy for me. Everybody's body responds differently, but that's the way it works for me, which is amazing. Okay, so on that note, THC is very much in the news.
It is.
Right now, which definitely affects Early Bird. And
we can help.
I know. I emailed Eric and I was like, this is not good. Like, I can't live without my Early Bird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess the
Texas House and Senate passed a bill that would ban all hemp derived THC products in Texas and make them criminal to possess. That's crazy.
And it's dumb. Aren't we allowing is it now like a small,
it's like a small industry.
No, but aren't like small doses of pot, regular pot legal now?
Yeah.
Or something?
Well, that's what this is. It's tiny doses of THC. And so this is saying that it would ban all hemp derived THC products and make them illegal. So yeah, this is very sad and scary. And hopefully it doesn't pass.
We're going the wrong way.
We are. Cause there's a lot of reasons why people think this is happening, a lot of that big alcohol businesses are suffering because people are finding other ways to relax, and they're even making THC drinks and seltzers and everything. Like, just at my golf tournament I was at the other day, they offered us some drink that was mushrooms, but it was not alcohol. But there's just all these things competing now with alcohol, where alcohol used to be the big bad.
Yeah.
They made so much money. They make so much money off of people just wanting to escape a little bit.
Right.
And now there's these other ways. And I think that's part of it. Because a lot of those big alcohol companies. Not sure why I didn't think
about that. But it makes perfect
everything
sense.
Else.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of reasons people think this could be happening. Probably not, because they think it's in the best interest of the people. Then you would, you would ban gambling. You would ban alcohol, liquor, cigarettes. So why this? Why THC? By one estimate, 50,000 Texans will also lose their jobs, and about $8 billion in tax revenue will go away. So there's a lot of layers of this and layers of the onion that it affects.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy the way politics works, because it's not really for the greater good. No. It's just about who can money whip you the most. It's really sad and gross. So I watched did you watch the Tylenol murders documentary by chance? Mm-mm. So I had never even really heard about this. It was in the early to mid 80s. This Tylenol was laced with cyanide. It was totally wheels off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched this documentary and I was left thinking, what a bunch of idiots we are. Not idiots, but And I take that all back. Not what a bunch of idiots we are. What a bunch of crooked SOBs are running our government, like just in general. And how, so basically,
it's kind of crazy.
Tylenol, like they were saying, like there was no cyanide in their place. Anyway, please don't fact check me on all this. I mean, I just watched a documentary, but anyway, they blamed this guy, which this guy was shady AF, whatever. But they were claiming like, well, we're totally innocent in this. And they had to redo their packaging and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, then ends up like the CEO of whatever, Tylenol, whoever owns Tylenol. This is such a great story. So like Ronald Reagan gave him like the Medal of Honor for pharmaceuticals. I don't know, whatever. But like basically was like, you've been through so much. And turns out like how many ever years later, they're like, actually there was cyanide in a plant. It was probably happening, you know, with someone inside of the, anyway, it was just this whole, and I was just like, we're so just trusting. And then we just assume that like, because they said they weren't involved, and then they, you know, the government says they weren't involved. And
remember
then,
when you were like talking about Big Pharma and this made a big joke of it?
Dude,
this is Big Pharma. Well, all this, one, a lot of this.
That was the biggest pharma.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's just big.
It's back then, big bully. What was that, and a couple years ago?
It's big lobby.
It's becoming like, I'm seeing it now more and more, you know, it's just whether it's that, like whether it's Tylenol or this or that, it's just, it's a real thing. It's,
I'm
like,
sure everyone appreciates the accurate depiction of the Tylenol murders.
Cut that off. I'm going to splice that off and post it and be like, just listen, be like, to if you, it's going to be like my pig.
If you want a if you want a thorough accurate recap of the Tylenol murders documentary, please listen to this 40-second rambling.
Danny
of
recite
shit.
That word for word. God.
Seriously. I don't know. I'm not good at my job.
You are. There was one story you told recently and someone was like, that was wonderful storytelling, like on YouTube about you. So it was just that particular story.
Okay.
You didn't have all the details prepared.
I'm just not good at recounting.
So
things.
This is something I learned from doing radio, because it's scary AF when you start a story and then people start asking you for all the details, like Dan, like,
wait,
Bob, yeah, or Norm. And I'm like, I don't remember every little thing about it.
Yeah.
So I just stopped, like, unless I was fully ready to tell the damn story
and answer all
notes,
the questions.
I just didn't tell my story. And that's why I would usually just weigh in with dumb shit, because it's a lot easier than trying to like tell stories.
Way more my speed.
yes. So that's just something I learned over the years.
I know.
But I appreciate your attempt at the Tylenol story.
Thank you. Do you appreciate the noise coming out of the hole in my face?
That was the noise coming out of the hole in your face.
That was totally noise coming out of the hole in my face.
It was. But I think if there was something that was a takeaway, it was like, people should go watch this. And it was interesting.
It was interesting.
And that you're starting to learn more about
Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
Yeah. And big government.
And big government. Stuff.
And maybe that whole going to live in Utah or Wyoming or wherever you said might
remember,
be a bad
Idaho.
Idea. Idaho. Mm-hmm. Even better. I love potatoes.
There you go.
Okay, one last thing. I think we've just got one more thing. So, and I wanted to ask you about this because I thought, because you're a Taylor stan? Swift stan?
I'm a Taylor stan.
Yeah. So we've talked about how quiet they've been, but then they were at like his cousin's wedding and they look super cute and super normal and super happy. His hair, I'm not a fan of.
I'm not either. I don't really know what was happening there.
I don't either. And like, he was wearing like baggy pants.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and you know what? He's probably just saying, F you guys, this is me.
And I want to wear
whatever. He's always worn the baggy pants.
He always has. But it's like, damn, dude, you got a good old body. Like,
yeah.
He's fun to look at.
Yes. I like him more with like shaved head, like, yes, like with a little bit of hair. How do you like your Travis Kelce?
I know.
I mean, he has had a lot of hairstyles lately. Like, I feel like the poor guy can't figure out his hair.
But the feathered thing, and I like
it was like 90s style, part down the middle, like Zach Morris. Or
it was
Zach Morris.
Definitely giving Zach Morris. You don't say vibes anymore, right? It's just you're giving Zach Morris.
I still say vibes. You can say vibes.
Oh, I feel
like. But you've nailed it with the giving.
Giving.
Yeah.
It was giving Zach
it's
Morris.
It's giving Zach Morris.
But yeah, he's fun to look at for sure. I mean, but.
Has he trumped Kevin Costner for you?
Well, I mean, I feel like Kevin might appreciate me more.
In this fantasy world, that doesn't matter. They're not, it's not a real relationship.
No, it is. Oh. In fantasy world, it is. Like, I feel like, I don't know, there's just something so very hot about him.
Travis?
No, but both. But Kevin. Yeah. 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 I mean, he's just so
rugged.
Yes. Rugged.
But yes, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift did go to a wedding.
Sorry, we need to have a Woo! All right, back to center.
Back to center. You're right, though. It's like once she made this announcement that she owned all of her music, she went back to being herself. Like, yeah. Which is cool.
I know. Well, and they were like at his cousin's wedding and people were taking pictures and they looked super cute.
In Tennessee, like and Knoxville, I think.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? The night before that, I had a dream.
Oh, dear.
That I met her.
Okay.
And like, I forget. I think I was somewhere like workish, like this or like somewhere. And she like walked in and stayed. And she was like, Julie. And we hung out for a while. And then other people heard that she was there. And there were specific people in my life that showed up. They were like, oh, Taylor's here. Oh. And they took pictures of them and Taylor and posted it immediately, like before I even had taken my pictures because I was trying to play it cool.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know what that's symbolic of, but... It
means your friends are assholes.
I don't really have any friends that are, like, rushing to take pictures. Yeah, but these people, it was weird.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, Taylor's here. We got to run there and take our picture and post it. And I'm up here, like, wasting all the time. I didn't post a picture because I'm like, I'm nurturing this friendship with Taylor.
Obviously.
I'm not going to make her feel like she's just an object.
Obviously.
So that was the night before those pictures came out that she was mingling with the people at the wedding. She was mingling with me in my dream. Isn't that weird?
It is. It is a little weird.
Because, you know, when you wake up and you're like, am I friends with Taylor Swift?
Oh, did you really think that?
Yeah, I thought that she came and hung out with me in this, like, second floor loft that was in my dream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Taylor Swift would think of us?
God bless. I think she'd like us.
I think she would like us, too.
Yeah.
Just because we're wheels off.
And yeah. And normal. We've always been on the right side of the ledger of like so many people hate on her. I've never hated on her.
No.
Even you haven't hated on her. We've always been on the right side of history.
Even I haven't hated on Taylor Swift.
With Taylor. We've been on the right side of history.
We have. So when she goes to review the tape, she'll know. Yeah. The mom game has had her back.
But how cool to just be at a wedding and see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Like that. But you love these photos popping up.
But you know that most of the guests knew.
I don't know.
Well,
surely the bride knew.
Well, yeah. Because if it's Travis Kelce's cousin.
Yeah, that's true. But I think a lot of times they haven't been going to things like this, or he would go by himself or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it can be a security issue. Like it can, for one, you're going to take over the wedding. For two, like,
I know.
Security.
And then, like, paparazzi. Wouldn't you feel bad? Like,
and yes.
Yes. Like, it's,
that's why she wrote the song Peace about how whoever ended up with her will never have peace. It's called Peace. Like, because they're never going to be able to just go to a wedding or just go to dinner. Like, there's always going to be a fucking sideshow around.
Okay, I need to listen to that song. I don't know that one.
It's a great song. And she even,
but don't you think, like, I feel like Travis Kelce's kind of built for no peace.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want peace.
Yeah.
He wants the limelight. Yeah. He wants the spotlight.
I think he's going to be fine.
And he's also fine sharing. Not just sharing, but like putting her on a pedestal. So I think he's the perfect one for her. And in fact, a picture of the wedding invitation was posted and it says Taylor and Travis Kelce. And everyone's like, are they married?
I know. They're
so
married.
I don't think so, but I could also see them just secretly getting married because they don't want any attention about getting married.
What is going to happen when she gets pregnant? People are going to fucking lose their minds.
Yeah.
They're going to lose their minds.
Yeah, I'm really happy for her. And I'm excited that now she owns her own music. You can tell that like meant the world to her. It cost a shit ton of money, but it's cool because her fans were able to help her do it by allowing her to make a shit ton of money on the Eras tour. Then she took that and went back and bought her own music. So it just goes back to like her relationship with the fans.
I know. I
mean, so that's pretty cool.
And listen, like I don't love to like, I like her music. I like her. I'm not like obsessed with her, but I'm like, I get why people
messed up
for sure. So, and I think she's a smart ass businesswoman. And I just feel like it's like with anything else, people that don't like her, it's just because she's overexposed.
Yeah.
And it's not her fault.
Right.
She doesn't want to be overexposed.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, there are people that definitely want to be overexposed. She is not one of them.
So remember how I watched the AMAs because I was waiting for her to announce the Reputation album. It's not happening anymore.
Because she owns it.
She owns it. So that album's never going to be announced. Like a Taylor's version of the album. She doesn't even have to make it. And she even said, she's like, I own this now. I'm not going to re-record it. I don't have to. But also, I couldn't recreate that one because I was in such a place in my world, yeah, my life, and my mind that I can't, like, I felt so wrong to go try and relive that whole,
yeah, good
era
for her.
So she's never re-releasing it, so all the dumb clown Swifties like me that were like waiting for this, uh-huh, big reveal, it's not coming. It, which is great, she doesn't need to do the Taylor's version anymore because now she owns her own music, so.
Okay, I did not know that. I, yeah, didn't know that's what,
yeah,
this meant.
I was trying to bring it back to the mom game convo that we had. Yeah,
well, thank you for,
you're
that,
welcome. But like, yeah,
now I'm worried about my posture.
Me too. We got yelled at by Glenn and Jasmine.
I think it was Jasmine, not Glenn. Okay, anything else? Because next week I'm gone.
You're
going to be able to run this ship
out
without me?
Yes. In fact, I've got a lot going on.
Oh, okay.
Meaning like just a lot of, well, guests and interviews that I have to coordinate still.
Maybe I shouldn't just not come back ever again then.
No, I'm glad you're getting your break. Yeah. I am going to have a co-host by the name of Jake Kemp. He's going to, okay, co-host the show with me, and I want to talk to him about, you know, the whole rehab thing and like talk about it a little more in depth than I think he's, yeah, talked about it on the Dumb Zone with Dan.
Yeah.
And also his daughter is going through mental health stuff just as my son is, and we're going to have Sandra Murcott from Braintopia,
nice,
on. She owns the company. She is big into this neurofeedback, and you've probably listened to me talk about it over the last few weeks, and she will be able to explain this way better than I ever have, and I think it's going to be a great conversation. So that's what I got. Well, yeah, you're going to be on the beach, and I'm glad you're getting to go.
I know. I'm super, super excited. And one more before we go. I did meet with your friend Morgan.
Yes.
Who now is my friend Morgan at House of Skin and
Health.
Health. And made the trip to Dallas. She took blood from me. I'm waiting on those results. Started me already on something called NAD. She sat with me for an hour. We talked about all the things. I took her all my supplements that I was taking. She went through each one of them. Like, I was like, you're exactly what I've been looking for.
Yes.
So she started me on, for sure, on NAD, which I don't know what that stands for, what it means, but I shoot myself every 3 days. And it's supposed to help with energy. And I don't know if I told my girlfriends, like, I'm like, I'm not sure if this is a placebo or not effect or not, but I feel like my energy's been better, and it's only two shots. So yeah, now I just had my third. So anyway, I'm super excited for her to just basically give me a plan, because mm-hmm, I feel like since I've been in this for the last couple of years that I just have not really felt like myself, and my body's going through shit. And I thought, I'm like, oh, that's so dumb, perimenopause, whatever, hormones. But I'm like, I'll figure it out. But I can't, and I don't, and I have no idea what's happening in my body and what, right, it's doing to me. Yeah. So please, can someone who is educated on this help me? So I basically told Morgan, do whatever you want, take all my blood, take all the things, and then you tell me what to do, and I'm going to do it. And if I react adversely, then we'll make another plan. But
yeah,
I trust
amazing
her implicitly. She's done functional medicine, she's done traditional medicine, she's run the gamut.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, she is smart, she is educated, she's taken the time to talk to me, to answer my questions. And then I'm like, my life is in your hands.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Oh, it's great. And that's the whole point of this whole business that she started.
Yeah.
It was to sit with people like you, give you, yeah, all the time and attention you need, because this is some complicated shit,
mm-hmm,
when you're a woman at our age or older, younger, whatever it is. And she's awesome. So I'm so glad you got to go experience, yeah, that. And then she also can also help you with like facial stuff.
Oh, yeah. She gave me some Botox.
She can do a little Botox. I think she does.
Got me here.
Cool micro needling. I don't know all the stuff, but yeah, she can do it all while you're there talking about your hormones. So it's a one stop shop.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody.
I got all that done.
Yes. Well, it looks great.
Thank you.
I'm excited to reap the benefits of your hormone adjustment.
Thanks. I think everyone is excited to reap the benefits.
Yeah, no, just joking. Adjustment. But she's amazing, and we all need that little extra help.
No, please. Yeah, you'll be there someday too.
No, I'm already there. I'm already
young buck
doing all the things. I'm doing everything I can.
I know, aren't we all?
With my weird ass history.
Okay, that's it for episode 274, 275 next week minus me. Let's see what kind of shit Julie talks about me when I'm gone.
Ooh,
can't wait. And I'll come back like
I've got a whole Google Doc.
I'm sure you do. I'll come back super tan and
relaxed.
I'm gonna come back in such a good mood all the time.
I can't wait. And don't forget for the grandma mom game when we're 80.
Okay,
we have to cheers
on it.
Okay, all right,
that's gonna do it. Episode 274 in the books. Mom game out.
Mom game out.